I was recently told that I do nothing. It will have taken you 0 seconds to realise this was a domestic conversation. It was. It escalated fast, and pretty soon I'd been accused of so many things, it became funny. I don't even have time to do the stuff I was accused of. Unless, of course, I do nothing. But if I'm doing nothing, how can I be doing all the other stuff I was accused of? I raised this point in my defence. You will not be surprised to learn it didn't make things better. The next day, post-row, I resolved to make lunch. It was a quiet demonstration that I had listened and was trying. Trying. Yeah, that's been the word of the year so far. Anyway, I made lunch. Being the radical, fascist, communist, liberal, pinko, socialist zealot I am, I subscribe to the failing New York Times, one of the most successful newspapers in this still young century. I don't read it much, I confess. I'm too busy doing an impression of someone doing nothing. I mainly listen to the daily podcast, and occasionally, when doing nothing, I look idly at the recipes pages and imagine myself being the kind of person who could regularly cook such recipes. A person doing nothing who needs to look like he's doing something is well advised to cook. Everyone benefits, even if they don't immediately want to say so. I made lime ginger chicken. I wasn't sure what to put with it, so I did what I always do in such a predicament. I made enough chopped salad to feed 40 wolves. As I sliced and diced, I briefly considered slashing my wrists. It would have been doing something.